Those charged with protecting children in Massachusetts say they're concerned by a significant decline in reports of alleged neglect and abuse during the COVID-19 crisis. New England Public Radio's Alden Bourne reports.
Since mid-March, the number of allegations received by the State Department of Children and Families has dropped in half. Maria Masaitis is the Massachusetts child advocate. She says she's not surprised that the start of the steep decline coincided with the closing of schools and daycare centers. She says teachers and child care workers are among those required to submit reports if they suspect a child is being harmed.
There may be abuse and neglect going on, but is not coming to our attention.
Because of COVID-19, DCF caseworkers have reduced in-person visits with families and are now checking in with the majority via video. Adriana Zwick heads the union that represents 3,500 DCF employees.
We are not avoiding home visits with families. If there's a child at imminent risk of abuse or neglect, we have to get out there to intervene.
Zwick says she's also concerned by the drop in abuse reports and calls COVID-19 a perfect storm for those DCF works with.
You have people that already sort of feel challenged parenting to begin with. Now they're being asked to homeschool or they're trying to find activities for these children at home. It builds up pressure in a household. And I'm concerned and my members are concerned for how children are experiencing that pressure.
Zwick says she expects there could be a surge in reports of abuse and neglect when children return to school. Until that happens, child advocate Maria Masaitis says she's hoping the public can help fill the void.
If they have serious concerns about children, then we really ask them to call the child at risk hotline and let the professionals intervene and make sure that children are okay.
That number is 800-792-5200. For New England Public Radio, I'm Alden Bourne.